Hello and welcome to O-Ton Allgemeinmedizin Extra. This issue has been gratefully supported by ITA, the Italian trade agency. My name is Sascha Schiffbauer, and on the occasion of this year's Medica, which takes place in Düsseldorf from the 13th to the 16th of November, I invite you on a journey. Explore Italy together with me. However, this trip will not be about sights, beaches and great food, but we will look at what exciting opportunities Italy and its regions offer for companies in the health sector and what impulses emanate from the regions in this area. We will start with a welcoming speech by Francesco Alfonsi, director of the Berlin office of the ITA.
Welcome, dear listeners. My name is Francesco Alfonsi, and I am the director of the Italian Trade Agency in Germany, Berlin office. And it's my pleasure to welcome you to Media 2023 at the official Italian pavilion in Düsseldorf. The Italian Trade Agency is the government agency that supports the business development of Italian companies abroad and promotes the attraction of foreign investments in Italy. Medical technologies are part of ITA's activities in the health sector, with a specific program to promote the most innovative and promising Italian medical companies abroad. This year, our 56 exhibitors will present a very diverse and innovative range of products, from nanotechnology to medicine and clinical chemistry, from ultrasound equipment to medical devices for cardiopulmonary diagnostics, and many other applications. In addition to our exhibitors, I'm delighted to announce that delegates from five trade associations, Polo, FIVG, Arias, CEI, Piemonte, CNA, Modena, Trentino Sviluppo, will be present at the Italian Pavilion in Düsseldorf and will be delivering speeches following my welcome address. Keep an ear out for their insightful discussions. The Italian Trade Agency team and the Italian exhibitors look forward to seeing you at Medica 2023. Stay tuned for more updates and stay safe until next time. Thank you.
And some of these trade organizations that Mr. Alfonsi has just named are not only represented at Medica, but in this podcast. They are already giving insights into their regions and the importance of health-related institutions and companies. Let's start our journey in the northeast of Italy, in the Friuli Venezia Giulia region. Stefano De Monte, cluster manager of the Life Science Cluster, shows the importance of life science with its different aspects in the region.
Our region hosts leading research centers and institutions like the Center for Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology, which conduct cutting-edge research in life science. We have also three universities which provide a skilled workforce and collaborate with the industry on research projects. And we have also several research hospitals with a focus on cancer research and also on maternal and child health. This region also hosts a lot of life science startups and also hosts many established companies in the life science driving economic growth and job creation. We have about 170 companies. We have about 5,000 employees in our sector, and they produce about 1 billion turnover.
However, the initiative is not resting on these successful figures. Rather, Mr. De Monte explains what concrete support is planned to generate further growth here.
There will be a specific 15 million mechanism to support innovation for research projects and the attraction of innovative startups and companies. These 15 million provide a significant boost for the life science sector and enabling the region to offer really a strong financial support to companies with innovative ideas and innovative projects. And this funding will be assessed through some specific call in the next few months. This mechanism aims to create a thriving ecosystem that encourages entrepreneurship, research, and the development of new life science companies and the growth of the existing life science companies.
In the eyes of Stefano De Monte, the life science sector is strategically enormously important, which is why it is also being promoted extensively.
Our region is pushing also with some financing support, but also with many other action, just to build a matrix where everybody can find some partner and a system that can produce innovative results. And every entity coming from outside our region should be able to integrate with a cutting-edge industrial system, which is capable of communicating also with the public health and the social sector.
And what does Mr. De Monte expect from this year's Medica?
We will be present at Medica because we want to increase our networks. It's very important to build a new relationship with other really interesting region, interesting companies, interesting research bodies. We are in the middle of Europe as Friuli Venezia Giulia. Then we want to perform this vocational side and to increase our connection with every other possible partner within the presence in Medica.
Now, follow me a little further west to Trentino. Ala Del Anollo, Science for Life project manager at Trentino Sviluppo, begins by highlighting what makes Trentino special as a region.
What is really peculiar of our region is that we are an autonomous province. That means that we have our own government so that we can rule our politics and we can even drive our development strategies.
And it is precisely these development strategies that Trentino Sviluppo is concerned about with its involvement at Medica.
Trentino Sviluppo is the company settled up by the autonomous province to do what? To foster the sustainable growth of what we call the Trentino system, so to help the companies to develop. The healthcare system is something new for us because it's a very small niche of growing companies, and the system is made by startups and small, very small companies, even if we have three or four companies that are large and very important. But really, there are many, many small companies that are growing and that we help. We need to help to improve in the economical system. And that's why we join Medica and we represent them at Medica. We have four key sectors that are pharma and biotech, medical devices and instruments, digital healthcare systems, and services, like, for example, ICT services for healthcare. We are planning to build the first life sciences hub of Trentino with the aim of attracting R&D centers, startups, and mature companies operating in the field of red biotech.
Committed goals that will sustainably change the conditions and prerequisites in the region. For the Medica, Ala Del Anollo also has something very practical in store.
I will have a catalog with a QR code. The people can come there. I will give them this QR code and they will have the list of the company with the contact and with explanation of what their mission is, so that what we are doing is to be even the messenger for the companies, even if they haven't had the chance to be with us in Düsseldorf. So we are there to allow them to be there. We are their voice in Medica.
And on we go. Next up, Emilia Romana. This region is represented at Medica by the CNA, which is the National Confederation of Small and Medium Enterprises, and the Cluster ER, Health, a cluster dedicated to the needs of companies in the health and wellness industry. Nico Tiki, Communication Manager, Cluster ER Health, classifies the importance of life science companies in Emilia-Romagna.
The Emilia-Romagna region has actually a very lively ecosystem because we have several companies and activities on the territorial that are working in different fields. We have an high technology network that together with hospitals, companies and institutions is working to boost the innovation in applied research, but also to bring the results of this innovation strictly to the market. And speaking of business and innovation, if we take the med sector as an example, the Mirandola Biomedical District is considered one of the most important in Europe, but also in the world. It is specialized in the production of disposable biomedical devices. I think that this is important also to mention that the companies are not the only kind of player that we have in our region, because the ecosystem is really made up from small startups, small companies, but also hospitals and institutions for research and development.
Of course, the view also goes beyond the region.
And we are trying to identify companies that have a specific interest for the international markets. And we are trying to encourage the networking with local players. We recently have carried out a survey among our members to understand which are the countries they want to concentrate their activities at the international level. And we have built our own internationalization strategy to support the diffusion of the projects and activities in the context such as, for example, medical affairs. And medical is actually one of the most important opportunities for getting in touch with local stakeholders and also international stakeholders.
Nico Tiki makes it clear that not only research, development and production take place in the region, but that the perspective of patients also plays an important role.
The ecosystem is really working so well, even if we have a very different sector in our region, because we can go from the life science, so for example, biotech and drug discovery, to the assistance of patients. Emilia-Romagna is a region full of associations that are actually taking care of the patient condition and about, for example, social services.
Let's now leave Emilia-Romagna and move towards the northwest. Here we find Piemonte, an area that, according to Stefano Nigro, General Manager Piemonte Agency, is more commonly associated with food, cars or space travel. However, the presence of companies from the health and wellness sector is shown by some impressive figures.
Piemonte is home to more than 2,800 health and wellness companies, of which 2,200 are active in the healthcare and 600 in the wellness. We boast three top public university, one science technology park dedicated to life science, and one innovation cluster. And thanks to this complete integrated ecosystem, Piemonte offers an efficient academic nucleus closely interlinked with some research centers, multinational companies, and SMEs that are active mainly, but not exclusively, in digital health, furniture and hospital goods, medical and intramedical equipment, beauty and cosmetics, pharma and nutraceutical, medical devices, and physiotherapy and orthopedic technology.
Mr. Nigro goes on to explain why Piemonte is so attractive for health-related applications and ventures.
First of all, it has a fertile and diversified industrial backbone, very much committed in conducting research, in strong synergy with university, technology apps and platform. Secondly, the international scientific research program and project carried out by Piemonte University are also the main driver of the region's top public healthcare system. Thirdly, Piemonte as a privileged position right in the heart of Europe and right in the heart of the area international union for its technological development in biomedicine. Fourthly, there are many ongoing projects that are changing the world life science ecosystem in the region. just mention one of them among the other, that is the Butterfly Area, that is the new campus of the University of Turin. This is one of the most important university scientific building investment ever made in Italy to enhance innovation and knowledge in the agri-food and biotech sector, green chemistry, mobility, energy, environment, and so on. One concluded the Butterfly Area will host a top space for teaching, research, business incubator, four departments, and will welcome over 1,000 researchers and more than 10,000 students.
Finally, Stefano Nigro goes into the concrete work of the Piemonte Agency.
As Piemonte Agency, we are their operative branch, the one-stop shop you can rely on for your investment and business in the region. And we are also a professional channel to get in touch and start business with a selection of over 100 companies that belong to a health and wellness integrated supply chain that we manage on behalf of the regional government. Our team of professionals identify international player needs and upon request suggest possible supplier and partners and obviously arrange matchmaking activities.
That was our O-Ton Allgemeinmedizin Extra to whet your appetite to visit the Italian pavilion at Medica in Düsseldorf. All the initiatives presented here in the podcast will be there and look forward to exchanges and exciting discussions.
Ein Produkt der Matrix Group. We care for media solutions.